listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 316, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 40.
Middle age.
We're over the hill. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know how the show goes. I, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my Corolla digital buds like Mike Dawson.
John 316. Yeah. This is episode 316. We're going to have a lot of converters.
Oh, I forgot it was. I was just like, just dropping Bible verses.
Yeah. Right. Did you do that math in your head? Oh, he says the actual episode number as well.
Yeah, but nobody hears that part.
Yeah,
he did say it.
I did.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's 316. Gary Smith's here.
What's up?
What's up? Of course, Kalen Bean's here.
What's going on?
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, Kalen is here. And, yeah. Surprise.
I thought that was a drop. What's up, dude?
What's up,
Hey, what's
Matt?
Up, guys?
Me and Matt were just saying we should offer to have you call in.
I did it. I actually put the work in.
Then we didn't do anything.
But as they say, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. And Matt Fondelier is here.
Hey, Kalen.
Hey, Fondelier.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Just stuck inside.
You sound good.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel back to normal again. Yeah, just going a little stir crazy in this house is all.
Yeah, give us an update on you, man. I mean, we haven't heard from you. We don't know what's going on.
You don't write. You don't call.
You don't write. You don't call. Yeah. You leave us on red. What's going on?
So last Monday, I tested positive for COVID. And I did wait till I could really feel the symptoms. And so I woke up last Monday. I didn't sleep that morning. I had a fever. I had a sore throat. I was coughing. Tested positive, and then over the next couple of days, I just was super sick. I had a really bad sore throat. I had a really bad headache for a couple of days, and then it started to get better on Thursday, and by Friday, I was pretty much over it.
Yeah.
And then I tested again on Sunday, and the test came back negative, but that was again one of the at-home tests. So
yeah,
known to not be as reliable.
I was not being honest when I said I haven't heard from Kalen. I have heard from Kalen. I have been talking to him on the phone. You sound 1,000,000% better than, when you were in the thick of it, which makes a lot of sense. So I'm glad to hear that. Do you have a flick in today?
No, I don't.
When I talk to Kalen, he's like, I'm watching this. I'm watching the Eternals right now as we're talking. Like,
you reported that back to me when I asked how Kalen was doing. You were like, he's listening off all the movies. I was like, we're going to have flicking for days.
Yeah.
You're not going to do an Eternals review?
I actually was planning to do an Eternals review. And as soon as I logged off for ACS, I'm like, all right, time to get my notes ready. And then both my kids and my girlfriend bombarded me with, work to do. In the meantime, so I didn't put any of the information that I normally have ready. So I figured I'd just let it go till Thursday.
When you said work to do, did you do air quotes with your fingers?
Wait till Thursday. Sound so about. you're going to be calling back into the show again?
Yes, I do. Yeah, unless something changes, I'll be coming back on Thursday.
Wow. Patreon tease.
Good.
That's right. Yes, because for those who don't know who are new to this show, we do an extra episode every week. You just go to patreon.com/watercooler, subscribe to it, and get an extra dose of the WC, the WWWWC.
Can I actually give people a little taste? I had a drop request from the last episode of Patreon, the most recent one. So this is the drop that you could have heard if you were listening. Well, hold on now.
Oh, the claw going to work.
Okay, but here's the other other drop while I'm trying to promote our Patreon.
Caw, caw, caw.
That is Dawson as a bird. Yeah. So if you're not subscribed to Patreon, you're missing out on Dawson making bird noises.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bird making its final noises.
Yeah. Caw, caw, caw.
Yeah, that's a bird that smoked way too many cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm more of like you're trying to get the attention of somebody like, caw, caw. But then Dawson just goes,
caw, caw, caw.
I guess that'll get my attention either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Kalen, what do you miss most about your time away from here?
All of you guys, Chris. Of course.
Yeah, all of us, yes.
Isn't that nice?
That's good. Yeah, it's been really hard. Nobody else besides Ryan wants to talk with me about movies and TV. And you don't want to start talking to Ryan about movies and TV.
Oh, my God. I thought you said boobies and TV. And I was like, you guys talk about that? I want to jump in on that. I love
Chris,
TV.
Respect all women.
Wait, what? I love TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
Kalen, have you watched the DVD that I loaned to you many months ago?
I did.
Yes, I did.
It's called Sexy Beasts. Right? If I remember rightly.
That sounds like boobies and TV to me.
That's right. That's what reminded me of it.
Yeah, no boobies, unfortunately, in that movie. But it was fun. It was not the movie I was expecting, but it was good.
Good.
Ben Kingsley is very, very good in this film.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a gangster film, but it was not.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Sexy Beast wasn't. Yeah, I would think that was a gangster film, too. It sounds so super gangstery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have a Shay, Matt?
I don't. No.
Okay, we don't need him.
Yeah, what do we need that for?
We don't need any of this crap. I mean, not crap. Sorry. Oh, my God.
God.
Oh, my gosh. Look, we pretty much blew up the internet, aka our Facebook group, by mentioning just casually that we're going to do a fictional Battle of the Bands.
Battle of the Fictional Bands.
Yes.
It's a real battle.
It's a real battle. Fictional bands. And
only the bands.
A lot of
aren't
people.
Real.
I like that. Fake bands, real battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the tagline. That is a tagline. And it is. It seems like it's on. Everybody kind of had their own contender.
Yeah.
To submit.
I'm actually curious. What's the list of movies and TV that don't have a fake band? Because it appears to me that every piece of popular culture at some point or another have characters that form a band.
Yeah.
Not every single one.
The Lion King.
Yeah.
Malcolm X.
Wait, the characters in The Lion King became a band?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Hakuna Matata. Have you heard that shit? That's banging.
Yeah, Schindler's List.
No, they have to actually play instruments and be real people. They cannot be played by cartoons.
Okay. Get out of here, Freddie Prinze.
So the...
Well,
I feel like we got a number of animated submissions.
We totally did.
Doug.
The Beats by the Killer Tofu.
Yeah, that's not going to be on Dawson's list.
You don't know Killer Tofu, Doss?
No, I never heard of it.
It's
all right, though. I'd like to hear some samples of what these are as we go on.
I would, too.
Great.
YouTube does not want us to, so we're going to have to figure that out. But look, I think we're going to do this. We are definitely going to do this. I'll just say that. So, and we have a lot of us.
Why put definitely in air quotes, Chris?
I did not. But Kalen, what any top fictional bands that come to mind for you?
Well, when I was listening to the show on Tuesday, the first one that popped into my mind, which I don't think you guys mentioned, and I guess he's more of a singer than a band, but Matt Damon in Eurotrip.
Everybody wanted that.
That was the first one that came to my mind.
I never saw Eurotrip. Was it a band?
Scotty doesn't know.
Yes, there's a band playing at a party, and it's a cameo by Matt Damon, who's got his head shaved, and he's singing a song about the main character, about fucking the main character's girlfriend behind his back.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's a hilarious.
Very catchy.
I
think it's a good song, too, right?
It's a good song.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me.
Do it in my van every Sunday.
I can keep going.
Yeah, I know you can. So it seems like Kalen can as well. I just don't. I mean, look, I'm Paula. I love all the bands, but I don't see a band like that having legs to last a full battle because it's really a war.
It's because you're on too many Quaaludes.
Yeah,
did you say
right.
Paula.
Yeah, Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul.
Oh,
that was
remember Uriah and Rogers.
Mm.
I mean, we don't have to actually act like
confused, but she's real.
Oh boy, he was talking about American Idol. We all nominated to be various.
Remember,
American
I was going to be Randy.
Now I get
Jackson.
It. Now I remember.
Yeah, Dawson doesn't listen to the show.
I'm Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Sweet. Now I get it. Thank you.
Well, we have here.
It's not like I'm on the show or anything.
Yeah. Can I read you a few of the bands that people are just throwing out there? I just want to get your initial reactions.
Yeah,
these are not actual submissions, but
this is Band-Aids.
Yeah,
potential entries.
Potential entries.
Sub-zero temperatures.
You know, you can sign up for the talent show, but it doesn't mean you're getting in.
Yeah. Okay. Russell Brand played. Right, was it Elvis Snow?
Aldous Snow.
In both. Get Him to the Greek and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Great character, hit songs.
But would we put Aldous Snow in, or would we put in his band Infant Sorrow?
Exactly. Well, I think Infant Sorrow would have to go in, and
I don't think it would even really matter. Put them all in. It doesn't matter what you call them, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah,
everybody in the band should be in the band if you had a band name,
right?
You know.
There's all Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
But like,
is so
if
good.
It was the chick in A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga, her character, she's the only one because she's the singer. She's Allie.
Isn't it a duet?
So
with
it's
the
just
dude,
Allie.
Though?
It's not Allie and the Stingers. It's just Allie. So just Allie's in.
So confused.
Yeah.
You and me both, Caleb.
Well, she didn't have a band, and there is no band called the Stingers. I just made that up, but. Okay. Because her...
Well, the Singers is technically a fictional band if Dawson made it up, so I think we should consider them now. This is...
That's too much.
So we can now do fake bands that weren't
too
even
much that
in
we
the
just
movie.
Made up, yeah.
Hey, fictional band. That's all, that's the only criteria.
No, the criteria is that they were in a
but
movie.
Her and Bradley Cooper
that's the whole
were
thing.
A band.
Yeah, that song's really good, too. What is it called?
I just keep thinking of Falling Slowly, but that's
it's
the other
not.
Guy.
That's
the other
once.
Duet.
Oh, now I'm going to write them down, too.
Oh, yes.
No. Oh, my God. I sing it all the time, too.
Yeah?
Shallow.
In the shallow. Sing it all the time.
Sounded just like it.
I know.
Is
I get
YouTube
that.
YouTube going to block this episode?
Probably.
Like he just played
probably.
A clip.
I'm sorry. I think we just got demonetized.
Listen, I know YouTube's listening to the show, and I just want to say up front, I love you, YouTube, and I use you all the time. But are you telling me that we can't play clips and talk over them the way that a certain boss of ours does?
Correct.
Yes.
That is exactly what we're talking about. I'll peel the onion back a little farther. When your boss does it, he gets demonetized too.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
Yeah, let's.
We just can't stop him.
Let's move the spotlight somewhere else now.
What if we played it in this room that we're actually recording in, like we
stop.
Just had it
Matt,
on our phone
Matt,
the listeners
Matt,
wouldn't really
Matt,
get as
Matt.
Much out of it but we
no
at least.
No please stop please will you stop
now Matt I know you have production meetings before every show
yeah
I would appreciate it like that this should be brought up like during the production meeting rather than on the
Matt's, right. Matt's right. Just desperate for this it's not gonna happen though
I'm just
I know
to
I wanted
make
to
make this entertaining that's all
I wanted to and there is a way we can do this we okay. Just gotta figure it out and I but let's just discuss the bands really quick okay
oh,
let's
right.
Hear it
Crazy Heart Bad Blake Crazy Heart remember
Crazy Heart yeah
okay.
Seems like a Dawson movie.
And on that.
Jeff Bridges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We could also. I just grabbing that other dude who's in Yosemite now, Ryan Bingham. He was also in that movie. His character could technically also go in there. But yeah.
Dawson's just all
Fallen
about finding
feels
loopholes.
Like flying for a little while. That's a fucking great song.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter how good your song is. I want to know how good you are with a knife, whatever weapon we give you guys.
Yeah. I cover two movie songs when I play my acoustic bar sets or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I think you cover more than that. You just don't know it.
You think?
I know so.
I cover That Thing You Do.
Okay.
I play that almost every time. I also cover The Wedding Singer, I Want to Grow Old With You.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those are very good.
What else do I cover?
I'm going to do a crazy Dawson loophole here and say that because the Notorious B.I.G. biopic is a movie, you cover Notorious B.I.G. songs. Mm. So therefore.
Yeah, but that's not fictional. I guess I said movie songs, though. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Jesse and the Rippers, Full House. Jesse's band on the TV show Full House.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, and I mean, Uncle Jesse played in the Beach Boys. Now, he did this thing.
He's got a name, you know.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse did this thing in Full House where he was getting married to Aunt Becky. Mm-hmm. And he performed at his wedding. Do you remember that, Kalen? Of course he does. So.
Right.
He played. Do you remember this, Matt? Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
Gary, yes, and yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And I'm getting married this April.
Mm. Should you play the same song that Uncle Jesse played?
Exactly. So I get asked a lot, are you going to play? Our wedding planner pulled me aside. Are you going to play a song? Everybody pulled me aside. Hey, you don't play guitar. You sing. Like, do you want to perform a little ditty? Now, my friend, when he got married, he surprised everybody and performed a song with the wedding band that was playing. He like got the guitar and he played this beautiful song by Dustin Krensu, I believe his last name, the guy from Thrice, the singer from the band Thrice, but he has this song, this really great love song, I forgot what it's called, but I think his father or his father-in-law played harmonica with him. It was this huge thing. Mikey, the drummer of my band, he was bawling his eyes out. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment, and I thought, wow, that's really cool that he surprised everybody and played that song. Everyone's kind of expecting me to do it. I don't think I want to do it. I kind of just want to have a wedding and enjoy myself and not have any pressure of singing and like worrying about.
Will you look back though and be like, man, I should have done a fucking song?
Well, I can.
We gotta cover all bases.
Here's the angle. It's not a day about me. It's about us.
Yeah.
I want to focus. I want everyone to focus on us.
Yeah. Yes.
Not on me.
What I'm hearing, what I'm hearing from Gary is that Jen needs to take harmonica lessons.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Or have Mikey teach her the drums, and we'll watch Jen do her first live drum set.
Boats and Hoes.
I'm all for that. Yeah, she wants to come up and jam.
Yeah, perceived worldwide, by the way, just to get back to the bands a little bit. That's in there.
We talked about it.
But yeah, Chris, if you don't want to perform, I think that's perfectly valid. But I think that legitimately is just like the easiest way out of it is just, and honestly, like that's a real thing. Like it is a day about you guys, about both of you. I understand that there's a way to do it where it's like super heartwarming like your friend did. But
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily hit like that unless you do it exactly right.
Yeah, and I don't think I can. And, like, do you play an original? Do you play a cover? Do I have to write an original?
No, you'd have to write one.
Oh.
You'd have to write one. You'd have to perform it solo acoustic.
See, that's just lyrics you're going to have to memorize. And it would have to
be, definitely scheduled into the day.
Practice it. Worry about it.
Would certainly be a source of anxiety and stress.
You don't want that.
Remember when I deleted my vows? No good. Sends the whole day into a stress.
Yeah.
Then again, it's your day. You do whatever you want to do.
I disagree with Dawson just slightly here. He says that you should have it scheduled into the day. I think you're going about this the wrong way.
Yes.
It should not be part of the schedule.
Yes.
But if a bunch of drunk party goers start forming together, going, Chris, then you got to be like, oh, I don't have a guitar. Oh, where's my guitar? Oh.
Yeah.
And then Jen can bring it out.
Oh,
where did that come from? And then you play because everyone asked for it.
Yes, yeah. And there's already a stage with a microphone.
Yeah, like if you get all three members of Tony, and you feel the spirit.
Yes.
Then you do it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then it doesn't happen, you know, it's really the partygoer's fault.
We were talking about the right way to do it. Matt, that is the right way to do it. But I also did pitch that I'd play Uncle Jesse's song Forever.
Forever.
Yeah, I thought that'd be kind of funny. But yeah, Jen doesn't want funny, I guess. I have a ton of funny ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just kiboshing all my funny. She doesn't want to be funny. I want a funny wedding.
A good friend of the show, his wedding, his vows were incorporated with Nicolas Cage jokes and references. Like, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something along the lines of, I love you the way that Nicolas Cage loved breaking into the Hall of Independence, you know, like things like that. And it was the actual wedding vows, and they were delightful.
I remember I went to my friend's wedding, and they had the friend officiate. His name's Ren, and Ren was officiating for Greg and Eric.
Stimpy. He was renting it?
Huh?
He was renting the thing?
He was renting it, yeah. So he's officiating. And I remember one of the things he did.
Well, he had a lease.
He wasn't
totally renting it. He paid in advance.
That, but the Sub King thing earlier today off air just bummed you guys out. That's what you come at me. That's the heat
it
that you bring,
good.
Gary.
I'm not saying it was good.
Kalen. Matt.
I enjoyed it.
Kalen.
You're really bringing this up.
Kalen.
You're bringing this up on the air. Yeah.
Kalen.
Oh, my God.
Today, ask Matt, hey, where are you going to get lunch? And Matt goes, I'm going to Sub King. And I responded, oh, there's always Sub King good there. and Gary looks so bummed on me.
One.
Gary looks so bummed.
Like
and Matt,
right
Matt did, Matt did like, sorry, I didn't hear that. Repeat it. And oh. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed because Gary's looking so disappointed at me. I'm like, Matt, I don't want to.
That's cool.
That's like, no, you got to say it again. I missed it. You got to say it again. It was like a pun of some sort. I just want to hear it again. I'm like, Matt, I don't want to do it. And Gary's just like, please don't make me suffer through that again. I'm like, Matt, I don't want to do it. Come on, Chris, you got to do it.
No, that was beautiful.
There must be some. There's always some Sub King good there, and crickets. Yeah. Kalen, just
it's never the second. It's never good the second time you have to deliver it.
Yeah, it's never is. Good. Having to repeat the joke.
The best you can hope for in that case is that someone goes,
Kalen,
that could have been funny.
Yeah, that's. I'll take that. But Kalen,
I think you just got your redemption with me and Dawson's reaction to that glorious pun that you made earlier.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Love it.
Now, here's my argument. I said that there must be Sub King good there, or there's always Sub King good there. That makes sense. Gary just was like, was he running it? What does that mean? Was he? What if? Okay,
I
even
was
if
trying
you
to do
it,
a pun on
even
running you it, you fucking idiot. His name's Ren. Why'd you add that detail? I was trying to make something of it. No one needs to know what the name of the fucking officiant was. I was trying to do something. I missed.
I'm
sorry.
I'm trying to put a little detail
in
this.
I'm trying
Excuse
to put some comedy. I missed. They're not all home runs. What do you want from me? I'll see myself out.
No, stay. Stay longer.
No, but seriously, give me a...
Everyone's raising their... Please go, Gary. So Ren was doing his officiating, and I remember he did this bit where he – a bit. That's the last thing you want to hear, I guess, when you're having a wedding. But he did a bit, and it was actually – I thought it was very funny where he brought up out of a Taco Bell bag. And he goes like, Greg, you are this taco. And then he reaches in the bag again. It's like, Erica, you are the sour cream. And together, you two become –
A taco supreme.
Yeah, you two become supreme.
That and is the difference. And Dawson and it's
knows.
Larger. It's a little bigger than the standard taco. You know, it's supreme. It's
Please tell me he worked in some pun about how they need the live moss.
Oh, I don't think that was a thing back then. Yeah, the live moss pun, the tagline. But he Dawson gets it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't think
Yo Quiero wedding bell.
I don't think I'll perform at the. We'll see. Maybe if people chant my name long enough and hard enough.
We're gonna drop for that.
What about Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters?
From what?
From that thing you do. They're the other band in it.
That's fine. They'll probably lose.
Yeah, there's so many. And then actually, so
will they be up against the Oneaters?
Exactly. They would be, and they would lose. Just like they would lose in the film. So Joe Weigand or.
Joe Cool,
yes, as we know him. He was done. He's like, look, you guys are flooding the effing feed.
Yeah.
You're flooding the feed with all these posts.
Mm.
Very dangerously close to the 69s in the wild that we had when we first started the group. And
those still creep out. People tried to stop it, but mostly
they're posted with an apology. Sorry, I couldn't help it.
Sorry.
I had to do it. I know the rules.
You know that meme where like that kid has the vein popping out of his head?
Yes.
That's what a lot of the people in the group are like, oh, 69 in the wild must not post, but sometimes it gets through. Sometimes it creeps through. So Joe created this whole poll with a bunch of bands you could even add bands to. It's very organized and very lengthy. And yeah, let's just maybe we just put it all in there and just kind of see what feel out what the group's thinking. Mm-hmm. Also, you want to hear the top five, Doss?
Yes.
Okay, of course
I'm really, really stuck on my new Norwegian black metal band called Flooding the Feed.
Ooh.
I'm trying to work out who the
could Gary, Matt, and I open? We're acoustic, but
no. We need a lot of electronic. We need an electronic opener.
I see.
Dead
because
mouse.
We really like the juxtaposition of the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's our deal in Flooding the Feed. Anyway, go on.
All right. Well, the top one, number one.
Come on, start at five.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Come on.
What are you, insane?
You start a
top five list at number one?
Number one is.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Number one with a bullet by a landslide.
My God, man.
All right. Tied for fifth. Spinal Tap, of course.
Okay. Yeah, but they're real. I will fight that they're out.
Okay, this will be an argument that we will eventually.
They're not a fictional band. They are a real fucking band.
Doss, you gotta loosen your grip on what a band is. It's killing me, dude.
Also, Sex Bomb Om from Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Sex Bomb Om.
Bob Om.
Sex, yeah, it is Sex Bob Om. Excuse me.
I've never seen it, so I wouldn't have been able to correct you.
Scott Pilgrim is a fantastic movie.
You've told me that recently.
I told you that recently.
Oh, really?
Maybe was it you?
Too. Kalen, flick on Scott Pilgrim.
I have not seen Scott Pilgrim all the way through, so that would be unfair.
Oh, sounds like it'd be all the way through. Please tell me you by that you mean you turned it on halfway through and just caught it, because there's no way you could just watch it from the beginning and just go, not doing it for me. I want to watch something else. It's so good.
Yeah. I think it was an instance where it was on TV and I had jumped in about in the middle of the movie and then just continued to watch it.
So. Yeah, Kieran Culkin's in it, Gary.
Oh, really?
He's great in it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Doss, have you seen Scott Pilgrim?
I have not.
Yeah, you'd like it too. It's really clever. Edgar Wright. I mean, that's all you need.
You can't go Edgar wrong.
That's what I'm talking about, Gary. That's bringing the heat.
See, you got to suffer through a few running
that's
in
not
to get
heat
that.
By any.
That's bringing the heat, baby.
I'm not a pro. I'm going to miss off.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want Gary's bar. I want to have to reach that bar to fucking get laughs.
Well,
Jesus.
I think that's where Flooding the Feet is going to be playing one of their secret shows at Gary's bar. Yeah.
True.
All right. Fourth place, Wild Stallions. Stallions, sure. Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Third place, the Blues Brothers. They're a real band.
They're a real band, and they had a commercial release that fucking charted.
Did the Blues
They're not
Brothers,
a fictional band.
Did the Blues Brothers and or Spinal Tap have a record career prior to the movie?
Spinal Tap made the record before the movie, so yes.
They made a record as a rock band.
Did they release it before the movie, or did they just make it for
They probably
use
released
in the
it at the same time as the movie.
Number three.
That was three. Number two, The Wonders or The Uniters, That Thing You Do. And number one, and I am ashamed to admit I haven't seen this, The Soggy Bottom Boys from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's good, too.
That's a good one. Kalen
that's
likes
a good
it.
One.
Kalen
sure, they're in.
What's the what about
Dawson
and they're escapees from prison? So maybe they'll go far. I don't
know.
They're
pretty dumb though.
I just hope they don't play music along the way.
We're not. Yeah, we're not including. Oh, you mean just in the battle part?
I do not like those guys.
They'll just shift. What's
Never
wrong with
saw
the movie?
That movie. Can't get through it. Like what the fuck, Clooney, dude?
Really?
Seriously, man.
I would think that's a movie you'd really like.
No.
Honestly.
Garbage.
Garbage. Wow. Yeah, Dawson. Uh-oh. I mean, it's not looking good for the Soggy Bottom Boys. One of the judges is already...
I just don't like the name.
Related question. How do you guys feel about a cappella groups?
It's not a band.
I love a cappella groups. I do think they're a band.
Okay.
They're not a band.
Why not? The mouth is an instrument. The voice is
That's
an instrument.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm not going to... I won't go into arguing this. A band has...
The voice.
Instruments.
Right, but like Pentatonix is a like they've sold more records than
Find a new word. You're not a band. You could be a vocal group.
I once again must plead with you to loosen your grip on what a band is for the purposes of this improv podcast.
The more you plead, tighter I will make my grip.
For every audition, because we're going to have to do auditions, right? Before we send them off to Hollywood.
Yeah, we'll be able to hear their songs.
Yeah, we're figuring it out. You got to stop.
Between the two of them, Chris.
I know.
This is never going to be a bit.
I want it to happen.
We can bus a whole separate feed of the podcast into the recording for the podcast that includes the songs, but we don't use that audio to bus to the YouTube page, just that one channel that's fucking muted out on that patch bay.
So easy. So simple.
Figure it out.
There you go.
Make it happen, Chris.
Super easy.
Then we can listen to the music. and they will never be on YouTube.
Yeah, I could just see.
But we can talk during and shit.
Yeah, but we probably won't most of the time, so we need to be listening to music.
During every audition, it's going to go like, oh, you're great. Gary goes, that's a maybe for me, dog. Match is like, oh, that's very good.
I don't like it.
And then Dawson just sits
Green 83! That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah, or just goes, you're not a band. Every band, you're not a band.
Yeah.
You're not a band.
Which when is, was your I last mean, show?
Which would be probably the most insulting thing you can say to a band auditioning. You're not a band. You're not a singer. You're not real. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, check it out on the Facebook.
I say we get Seggy from Straight No Chaser on this show.
Yeah, let's tell him that. I put him to it
straight up, and I make him answer. Are you in a band? And I want to see what he says. And maybe we'll get the wrong answer.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If we don't allow a cappella groups into this competition, then we're doing ourselves a serious disservice. Because no one's mentioned the Oompa Loompas yet. And I feel like
Jesus Christ.
They take people out one after the other for two straight hours, man.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, but if you are including the acapella in a group, you would need to include every single group from Pitch Perfect movies.
That's right.
True.
We should have an acapella circuit, maybe.
Yeah, we I was thinking more like movie, TV, you know, commercial. Someone did the Cars for Kids, said the Cars for Kids, whatever, just, like commercials.
Just swing the door wide open. Let them all in.
Everybody's welcome. Everybody in the pool. All right, we'll figure this out. Listeners, sorry.
Clearly.
Sorry to put you through that, but it's just there's a lot of moving parts here with the Battle of the Fictional Bands moving into the Hunger Dome.
What if we use dice to determine whether or not it's eligible?
Nothing could go wrong.
We got a big dice table now.
We sure do.
Huge, huge dice table.
And lots of dice.
Yeah, and lots of dice. So that's definitely an option. All right, you guys want to do some comments?
No.
Yeah, that's in addition to... why do I try?
All right. Once again, these are all comments found on our Facebook group that we mentioned earlier. And if anybody listening wants to join this group, you are very, very welcome to join. It's so easy. You just go to facebook.com/groups/BoBoBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer a few questions, and we might let you in.
We probably will.
That group is growing every day. Let's just say that.
Don't
be intimidated.
I don't check it every day. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's important that you answer the questions, but if you don't know, just put you don't know or guess.
Like, yes.
We're not super stingy. We just want to make sure there's no people in there that are going to disrupt it.
Yeah.
It's a happy place.
It's a very happy place. I mean, as I say, my favorite place on the internet.
Mine too. I go there for stress relief. It's great.
Yeah, and you can too, listener. All right. Jeff Rosales. Oh, he just had an update. Remember talking about the remote control RC cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, Gary, those cars that drive on the wall.
Yeah.
We were talking about, they do work.
Do they?
Yeah. It says, my two littles got them for Xmas and they are fun.
That's awesome. I actually saw the one that I got my son sitting in my bedroom last night and asked my wife if she had opened it. If she had opened it yet. And she said she hadn't, but it'll be coming one day soon when she needs a distraction.
Is that not going to like fuck up your walls?
I'm sure it is, but what the fuck? You got paint.
All right.
You know, Chris, when someone writes Xmas,
I also showed mirrors.
I should say,
they're just shorthand for Christmas.
Crossmas, right?
Yeah, you can actually say Christmas.
What?
I like saying Xmas.
Yeah, Xmas. It's a newfound glory song, too.
That's true.
See? I took the words right out of your mouth, Das.
I've not found that glory yet.
Oh, you will. Johnny Shine. We love Johnny Shine. Remember, he recently was engaged.
Yes.
Is engaged, excuse me, but he got engaged. And
What happened?
Yeah,
Johnny?
Sorry. He recently got engaged. So he has a story about his fiance, and he writes, "My fiance might get mad at me. My fiance might get mad at this one." Gary
don't,
talks.
Don't just stop reading.
Oh, really?
Just let's save him.
You want to save him?
If you're the first rule is that if you're worried about it, you should stop.
Gary talks. Okay, let's take a vote. Do you guys want to hear what happened, or Matt?
I already read it, so it's in the Facebook thing, and now we're just wasting too much time on it. So,
read it.
All right, I will, because Dawson wants to hear it so badly. All right, but he says my fiance might get mad at this one, but I just have to share because this is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone, Chris. And it's a text thread from his fiance. So the fiance says,
Chris!
Okay, guess what happened to me in the store? And Johnny goes, you ran into a student. You slipped and fell. You got your period. You needed to go to the bathroom really bad and peed yourself. You got free pills. You ran into a shitty coworker. You got hit on. So those are all his guesses.
Free pills. Johnny, let's talk, man. Do you often get free pills in places?
Well, he was guessing what happened to
it. Let's get some Vikes.
So you should be talking to the fiance.
Somebody handing out the Vicodins at the grocery store?
If that's a top five guess for the fiance, you should be talking to her. Well, she responds, well, none of that, in all caps, I shit my pants. And Johnny.
Get that drop.
Someone sent me a time code.
3641. I just got over here.
Johnny. Johnny responds, he laughs, and then the fiance says, no, like, actually, I shit my pants. And then,
ooh.
Yeah. So, is he going to get in trouble for that?
For posting that in a Facebook group?
The screenshot.
Only if she joins.
Okay. Well, I think we're good then.
Yeah, I don't know. Is she a member of the Facebook group?
Just look, if Johnny Shines shows up to any of our Corolla barbecues or anything with his significant other, do not tell his wife. Or ask about her shitting her pants, and then everything's fine.
Yeah,
but it's so much more fun if we do that and watch Johnny die inside.
No, you can.
Because he'll be standing right there. You will
dance around it.
You will watch his face change.
No, dance around it by all means.
But it is very telling what the guesses are. Like,
Johnny, you learn lessons in life. You may be learning one right now.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
We will. I think you're fine though, dude. Kalen.
Yes.
If I texted you, oh my God, you're not going to believe what just happened to Dawson at the store. Guess what happened? What's your first guess?
Somebody gave him pills.
Kalen, your voice has changed so much.
Kalen, my AirPods with Tim.
Go ahead, Kalen. Sorry.
Sorry, my AirPods ran out. Now I'm having to go off computer.
Okay, you sound fine.
Yeah, that he shit his pants. That sounds perfectly reasonable.
Okay, Dawson shit his pants. All right, what about me? If I said, guess what just happened to me at
Chris,
the store?
Obviously, it's shit your pants.
No, it's not obvious.
Yes, it is.
It's not obvious. Yes. I don't go around stores shitting my pants.
You know how many hot chicken places there are in LA these days?
This feels
cooked. Of course, the chances are you shit your pants.
Yeah. If I were Kalen's girlfriend, I would be like, a lot of your friends shit their pants. I'm worried.
Yeah.
Kalen has a move. All started when Kalen talking about the move.
Oh, yeah.
Kalen's clearly
I guess all of
it. Pants.
That's all of our first guesses. Dawson, it's a compliment that you say this feels cooked because it's totally not. Mm. But thank you.
Well, I never said it was cooked well.
Well, either way.
And we're back.
It ain't raw. Nicholas Lay.
Nicky Lay.
Oh, Nick. He says, me and my wife, girlfriend, in parentheses. we were in Oceanside.
Who's that band? They need to be in the competition.
You want to know who that band is, Dawson?
Yeah,
just to your point that every movie has a band. Those are the Little Monster guys that say the claw from the official Toy Story soundtrack.
Do they have a band? Do they have a band name in the movie?
I think they do. No, not in the movie. I think they do on
it
the soundtrack.
It has to be the claw. I mean, isn't that all they say anyway? Or?
That's what the name of the song is.
Oh. I confuse them with Minions. Well, he says, Nick says, me and my wife were in
pronounced Munions.
We're in Oceanside visiting her father, and we decided to drive up to Garden Grove and check out Loxy. Ooh.
Hey.
He says, no surprise, Chris murdered it.
Ooh.
We had a drink, insert claw drop, Gary.
We found the claw's only weakness. Sub-zero temperatures!
Well, six-ish of the drinks.
Okay, here we go.
No. with his people, all of which were super cool. My people, he means my friends at Kim. And even met his future wife, Jen, who was also very nice. Great times.
That's awesome.
Did Jen know your future wife was there? Sounds dangerous, man.
She did know. Jen did know. Yeah, Jen met her, too.
Huh.
In the mirror.
So, yeah, I saw Nick. We played a long-ass set. So, sorry I didn't get to talk to you a ton, dude. But I saw you sitting there, and he was mucking it up with the friends. And, just a really cool dude buying drinks for everybody.
Dude, Oceanside to Garden Grove, that's dedication.
Well, he's from Vegas.
Really dedication.
I mean, that's really dedication. By the way, score for you that your wife's family lives in Oceanside. That's a pretty dope place to get to visit for holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I love Oceanside.
So did the Vegas to Oceanside.
It's a great dog park in Oceanside. Dog Beach.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. I go to the Honey.
I lost my dog there. I had Boo for about a year. She was still, you know, about 2 years old, puppy-ish. And we went to Dog Beach with a bunch of my friends and their dogs. And Boo just likes to do her own thing. She gets her shit together. I'm watching her. We're watching all the dogs. It's just too many dogs. And holy shit, dude, where is my dog? So I walk back to my truck. We had never been there before in our lives. I walked back to my truck, and Boo is, which is like a half a mile away.
Wow.
Where the fuck is it? I get back to my truck, and Boo is sitting there. And I'm like, you want to go home? And she wags her tail. I'm like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
Wow.
That's amazing. Smart dog. Yeah.
Roof. Dogs. Roof.
Can do that. Yeah, when you walk a dog and they just know when to turn because we're back at the house.
Yeah, I
blows my mind.
Never been there before.
I tested that many times with my dog.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know where we're going?
You just leave it somewhere?
Let's just go. No, we'll just be walking. I'll take his leash off like while I'm walking. I'm like, go, take us home. Come on.
And
he does it once on mushrooms.
Fucking do it. He just goes snipping shit, you know, finding them, call them sidewalk snacks. You know, someone left a bag of chips on the side of the street. Yeah. He does not give a shit where we live.
I did that on mushrooms, and I will tell that story.
Which part?
Letting your dog
lead. We also talked about eating sidewalk snacks.
I will tell you that entire story on the next installment of Shit I Did as a Kid.
Oh. Or will you?
On the next Patreon. No, this one you'll definitely want to remind me of. Okay. So go to patreon.com/watercooler to hear that story.
Love it. All right. Paul Perez writes in.
Caw, caw, caw.
Because I told the story about Planet Hollywood. He says, when hearing about the Planet Hollywood on the last podcast, I have to chime in. I worked at one in Beverly Hills in 1998. And he has some stories.
Wow. That is prime time.
Prime time.
Late 90s Beverly Hills.
Planet Hollywood in Vegas isn't like connected to, is it?
The casino you're talking about?
Yeah. It's all the restaurants. It is, right? I think it's the same name, but it feels so different.
I think it was a licensing thing. Kind of like, remember when there was a Hooters airline?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, that's very real. You can look that up. Hooters for a while had like
a
regional.
I'm a married man. I will not be looking that up.
They had like a regional airline in like, I think it was in the South. But
yeah. I stayed at that hotel in Vegas.
I would have thought the Hooters brand would be up north. Sorry.
I like it, Matt. I just wanted to let it breathe. I needed to give it its due time before I start speaking again. I loved it.
Okay.
All right. Well, Paul at the Planet Hollywood in Beverly Hills in 98, he said Leo DiCaprio. He had lunch with a couple of teenagers for Make-A-Wish who are dying from cancer.
Wow. That fucking took a turn.
Jesus.
Because it's like Leo DiCaprio.
Gary likes the people from Make-A-Wish. You got a splinter.
No,
everyone from Make-A-Wish is dying from cancer.
No shit, Dawson. But he was saying I have stories from working at fucking Planet Hollywood.
Yeah. Leo DiCaprio was having
at our terminal.
Yeah, right. Leo DiCaprio was having lunch with a couple of teens.
Ooh, sensational!
Yeah. Oh wow, cool. Are they hot?
They're from Make-A-Wish who are dying from cancer. Yes, I get what you're saying, Gary.
I get what you're saying.
And I cannot say the teens were hot, Matt.
I did not ask that question.
Yeah, I did.
Shut up, Gary.
Ooh.
Paul also says a few of us servers almost beat the shit out of a very drunk and rude-ass Steven Dorff at the Blade premiere party.
Oh, that's not the same meal?
That's Steven Dorff.
I don't think it would have taken a couple of you.
Yeah.
I
found that guy very pleasant.
He was very nice to us.
He was very, very nice.
But he's also not a giant dude.
Mm. Yeah, so, okay. Glad you didn't do that, though. He said almost beat the shit
probably
out.
Probably had something to do with, the almost. Because if you said, dude, me and a few servers almost beat the shit out of Jason Momoa, I'd be like, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I feel like I need AJ Benz.
But if you say Steven Dorff, you're kind of like, okay, I'm not. I kind of believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like
because you guys could take Steven Dorff.
Where?
Out to another place to eat some food.
Yeah, that's exactly what we should have done. Mm-hmm. Head over to the Roosevelt or something. What's 29 degrees. 25 degrees.
Oh, I missed that place.
God, place is very good.
Is that place still open?
Yes, and so is Stout. I've driven by both of them in the last like 2 weeks. We gotta
let's
get
go,
a burger.
Let's go
Matt.
Burger hopping.
We gotta get a burger.
Big Wings too. You guys want
to
do that?
Big Wings closed. Didn't you listen to the show?
Frickin' Trejo's Tacos just closing that place down.
Stupid cockroach.
Got rats.
Okay, I was going to say, I need AJ Benz's intro before this because this is getting – now it's starting to get pretty gnarly, but let's
just play the News Nook intro.
So, okay.
You're listening to News Nook with Matt Fondelier.
Actually, Chris.
Paul also says that he saw Fiona Apple at the Planet Hollywood in Beverly Hills giving bobos to Paul Thomas Anderson in our screening room during a movie.
Wow. Well, good for you, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, he's getting bobos from Fiona Apple. Now, oh, by the way, I saw Licorice Pizza. It was pretty good.
Was it good?
Pretty good, pretty good. Will Smith and Gabrielle Byrne both tipped $100 separately at their kid's birthday party.
Gabriel Byrne.
Yeah, I was also trying to put that into context. Yeah. Gabriel Byrne.
It's
Chris.
Gabriel Byrne. It is.
Yeah.
Will Smith. The-
Gabrielle Byrne.
Well, I'm reading in real time, and I was thinking Gabriel Union. I figured they
That's
out.
What I was thinking, too, and then I got confused.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And the Cap'n Crunch chicken tenders were amazing. Yeah, there you go. So that was the cereal chicken that we like. Angela Jenner. Oh, okay, okay. Now, not only did we blow up the Facebook group with all these fictional bands, but also train talk. We were talking about bottle trains.
Oh, God.
My God, everybody was so into that. It's
yeah, they're
pretty
coming.
Cool.
Facebook is now suggesting train conventions to me. Not like in our group, like suggested for you was a post about a train convention in Washington State today. I got that.
Well, yeah. Did you guys know? You probably didn't. But there is a train in Alaska that goes up to McKinley or Denali or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like a 8 or 9 hour train ride, maybe a little bit less. But they got the bar car with the fucking scenic view. And you just go up there and drink for 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah, scenic.
And watch the scenery.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm doing it.
No, I remember we had an extra day in Anchorage, or
that would have been the thing.
We were looking, yeah, we were looking for stuff to do. That was definitely an option.
A 9 hour drinking binge,
yeah, of course.
Instead, Chris went to
train.
I mean, you know,
they got the bar car.
I would have been the first in line. I'm not judging.
No, it's
get some edibles.
It's 15 hours less than what I usually do, but I'll
sit on a train for a long time. It's awesome.
I do like the drinking on a train though. It's nice and going up to the thing, getting your drinks, and having to balance them.
Yeah, have a nice place to sit on the train.
Yeah, just super comfy. I do like drinking on the train. Remember we were on the train on the way over to San Diego, Matt?
I'll never forget it.
And this couple sat in front of us.
Yep.
And it was this girl and this like older guy. And we struck up a conversation with them. And they eventually said like, oh, we're together. And it just blew my mind how much younger she was. To the point where the guy got up to go to the bathroom and I pulled her in. I'm like, why are you with him? Why are what is going on here? It was confusing.
What sparked the conversation?
Guess which one's the millionaire?
Got a little too much dog. What sparked the conversation was we both noticed that they were taking sips from a like 40-ounce like 7-Eleven mug. And just sipping from it and giggling each time. And we're like, there's alcohol in there, isn't there? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, great. We like alcohol, too.
Yeah.
And we just kept talking.
Bonded over alcohol.
Booze.
All right. Well, let's get into some other kinds of trains.
That's the most interesting thing that ever happened on that trip.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, on the way back.
Yeah, we know what happened. Angela.
Who was it that didn't give their seat up to an elderly couple?
It was Gary.
All of us. It was all of us.
It was all Gary. It was all Gary.
It was all of us. And Chris has erroneously painted this picture as some sort of a ringleader.
I actually did a half stand up, and Gary put his hand over me like, no, sip it
just
down.
Stay.
Just put his just push me back in.
Kind of like when your mom comes to a quick stop and she makes sure your seatbelt works.
Yes, exactly.
That's a Gary.
Exactly what it was.
That's what Gary did. Yes, and then. You know, I thought I should get up because, one of the old people just collapsed. We've been sitting here so long. He's like, don't care. I don't care. Angela Jenner says, Chris! It hit home when you guys were talking about train fans. My dad had a side biz, that's a business, selling model trains. He took the fam to model train conventions. He did become friends with Neil Young. It was normal to say Uncle Neil is on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Lionel, bitches.
He has a whole house that is a model train set. You'd be surprised at the people you meet. Ryan Roberts says, Das, I have worked many interesting places, but this job was grueling. I worked for my dad, and we were packing up a model train museum.
We kind of mentioned this thing.
On Patreon.
Jesus, dude.
It had a train display that was insane. 80 feet long, 20 feet wide, with multiple tracks. Took 3 weeks to pack up and move it. We worked 18-hour days, loaded two moving trucks every day to drive them about 5 hours away. And the display is now in the town of Revelstoke, British Columbia, Canada.
Dude, I am going to start a band in London. And we're going to be called Revelstoke.
Yeah. You're getting all the Revelstokens.
Yeah.
Plenty to go around. But yeah, I'd get Stokens from this train too. And then Kevin McCarthy says, my dad, 79, builds this for every year for Christmas. He put up a pic. And he says, I bet this is what would happen if your wife bought you one train, Matt. Every year it varies, 10 to 13 trains. They got switch tracks, 2 to 3 levels. 79 had bent over for hours a day doing this hard work. My dad kicks ass.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Respect. And then lastly, Devin Watson says, more hot train talk on the Patreon show. I grew up next to a 4-acre park that had miniature trains you could ride on.
Ooh.
It was a fucking blast. Every Sunday they were open. I would go over and ride the rides. Every now and then they would let me fire up one of the steam engines and take them for a joyride. The nicer ones were completely operational steam locomotives that burned coal. Actual coal moving these things. As I got older, we would smoke weed and take one of the cars and roll them down the track and look at the stars late at night.
So did the people who work there.
And that's some shit I did as a kid.
Nice. Steve, shit, I wish I could buy a BART car.
Yeah.
In a Bay Area Rapid Transit, those BART trains.
Yeah.
Just buy a BART car, put it in my fucking yard.
Make a bar out of it, man.
Yeah, it'd be a room.
Yeah.
Fucking a bar. Yes, yes. There would be a bar, absolutely.
It would be
a essentially its own house.
We're getting carried away.
Here's the thing, Doss. I bet you could get in touch with the people who they contract to make those. I bet you they would sell you one. It'd be expensive as fuck, though.
Yeah, you should just do what the totally boxcar children did.
Totally would be fully expensive and not worth the price.
Right.
The math would just not work out. No, I'm not that big a fan.
Not practical.
All righty. Steve Hartley, we'll move on from trains for a little bit. Steve says, I'm listening to an old Ace on the House from 4 years ago and thought, what about getting Ray or Stromer on the water cooler? Any thoughts?
Why? Jesus. That's my, well, why? Ray, what?
Some people like those guys.
I love both of those guys.
Yeah.
What's the added value?
Guess they're hard.
Qui bono.
There's a lot of us.
Qui gives a shit.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the Gary bar right there. they're welcome. I like having on, maybe as a sub or something, but
yeah,
they're very enjoyable dudes, for sure.
That's a great cover that you have, Chris. You've done that a couple times. Yeah, they're welcome to come on. We're not going to ask them, but they're welcome to come on.
You think that's a cover?
It sounds like it.
No, I do it to Bob Bryan every day.
Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome to come on. But you're leaving. I tell him that on his way out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, knock on his window. On his way. Hey, you're welcome. You're already going. Caitlin Cameron. Oh, so Caitlin shared a picture. She writes, anyone else a cast iron fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
You don't like the cast iron.
I'm happy to have it served to me. Like, nothing beats like a steaming fajitas coming out. I love that.
Like the attention
that's
it brings
the best.
When the waiter. I'm surprised you worked at El Torito.
That's the least.
Those are the heaviest freaking things.
That's probably the most popular.
Sure. Or again,
people notice it, but that's the least use.
Go to a breakfast place. They're going to give me a breakfast skillet with some taters and eggs on it. I am all for it. Cooking with the cast iron, more specifically. Trying to clean the cast iron,
yes.
The trying to get it in and out of the oven, which seems like a really cool element, but those things are so heavy, and I don't get the value of it.
You find it just – yeah, it's too much of a nuisance or a hassle. Here's,
for my own cooking, I could absolutely get a similar effect just using the grill or just, you know, frying it long
like
enough.
Like a nonstick.
Yeah.
Mm,
I would argue that – no, I – totally understand your points. You can cook an equally good meal.
Yeah.
Those who can really use a cast iron can cook a far superb meal than you can get out of Teflon. And the way you clean it, put a little water in it, put it on the stove, turn it on.
Yeah, see, that part of it
rinse it off, a little soap and a rag.
You're not supposed to use soap.
Oh, you can use soap. You can totally use soap.
Apparently, you do not use soap on it.
No, I've heard the only thing you don't use is an abrasive scratcher to clean it.
Yeah, again, that too. That bothers metal. Me. Oh, metal. Okay.
They make brushes that are cast iron safe.
See, I spent a long – because my cast iron got kind of ruined because it got wet and I forgot to clean it and it got a little rust ring on it. And I scraped all that off. I like seasoned it. I covered it in flaxseed oil and put it in the oven for a few hours and I made it to where it's like it's nice and shiny. And yeah, after every time – I always thought you just like wiped it out, maybe wash it with water a little bit. You could heat up the water and then – and then you would season it again with a little more oil.
Yeah, so much work.
I've never done any of that. The only thing I've seasoned on my cast iron grill, I've seasoned the cast iron grill because that shit's going to be outside. But I never received a brand new cast iron anything. The shit that I have has already been in use for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, sure.
All I got to do is not fuck it up.
Yeah.
The only one, and I do have one that was new, but somebody broke it in for me. Get a cast iron grill pan.
Oh, yeah.
They got the lines and they got the divots. And you cook a steak on that thing and you get the nice lines.
Ooh.
And then it's very, very easy Ooh. To move because you just hit it with your tongs. And if it moves from its spot, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing about cast iron, man. You put it on one side when it just starts to bleed on the top, flip it, turn the power off. Cast iron stays hot. By the time it cools, you've got a medium rare steak.
Boom. And that's what's on the menu.
Yeah. Dawson has a lot of thoughts on cast iron, but acapella, not a band. It's easy.
I just figure you have to play instruments. But look, I'm Chris only one vote. You guys want to let these guys in? If you all say they're in, they're in.
Oh.
You know, I can't Ooh. Singularly block anybody. Okay. It all comes to a vote.
Should we all have one veto? Just one ultimate veto, no questions asked? That'd be kind of funny.
I like that. That'd be kind of funny. A good idea.
Yeah.
Saving mine for the championship.
Let's see. Here. Oh, Holly Giletto. She liked Gold Belly. She used it to get a cheesecake from Texas.
Yeah,
cheesecake. Basque burnt cheesecake. Yeah. What is that?
So I don't know because when I tried to order it, it wasn't going to be delivered in time. But that was the first thing on my list. The picture of a burnt cheesecake is exactly what it sounds like. It's a cheesecake that is completely burnt. It's got like black bubbles and it's kind of melted over the edge. But apparently this like Basque style of cheesecake, it's not like a New York cheesecake. And the cheese that it's used with, you know, it basically looks like the edge of like a pizza crust.
So I like
when you're eating it, it's got kind of like a smoky, charred cheese flavor. They look amazing. A bunch of companies make them. I would really like to try one.
I kind of cook my popcorn just on the edge of burnt. I don't know why I like it, but Jen's not a fan.
Makes the whole house smell.
It does. Well, I mean, I'm no stranger to making things smell right out of the microwave. So, yeah, every time I cook popcorn, Jen's just like, don't burn it. And I'm like, I'm not going to burn it this time. I burn it a little bit every time. I burn it a little bit. Just for me. I'll eat those ones. Just a touch.
I mean, maybe I should prepare a Shay about food that tastes better when it's slightly burned. Because yeah, there's a few things.
That's fun. Yeah,
I feel like the s'more is another natural entrance here. You don't want to make a s'more with a like raw marshmallow.
You're going to have a whole segment about things that are blackened.
Well, now we're really going crazy. You're right. Blackened chicken, that's one of my faves.
The cooking the marshmallow, does it bother you when people light it on fire?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, but I judge them.
Well, I guess that might be more.
You go into a category. Kaylin,
remind me. We'll never eat s'mores with these guys.
Are you lighting your s'mores on fire?
Well, you have
washing your cast iron with
you
soap.
Can shake it out.
I'll never eat s'mores. Period.
Well, see the
who gives a fuck?
The lighting on fire just shows you're one impatient.
That's right.
Show the patience. Like it's the cooking the frozen burrito in the conventional oven, but it's not doesn't take that much longer.
Which, by the way, Dawson, people are imploring you to get an air fryer. They say it'll change your life.
I've had one for about a year now.
Do you use it?
You apparently, take it out the frozen box. Burrito is the move. Is the air fryer?
Ooh, an air chimney? Mm. Ooh.
Now, frozen burritos were made for a microwave.
But what they're saying is that, as you admitted, that if you do it in the oven for 45 minutes, it's going to be a lot better. This gives you microwave-style timing. You're in the same neighborhood as far as the amount of time, but
number
you get
one,
the oven results.
Play me the audio where I ever said that in the oven, a frozen burrito is better.
Am I having a stroke? Did someone else say that? That was definitely discussed.
I mean, I don't remember the exact quote.
I believe zero in that.
Frozen burritos are made
for a microwave.
I may have been the one
If I said that, then I'm insane and you guys should stone me to death.
All right, somebody find the tape.
Please give me a time code.
I may have said that, but then, yeah, once again, I mean, Dawson has forgotten shit I did as a kid.
No.
And
anything's possible.
I'm
still fucking smarter than all of you guys put together.
I don't think anyone accused you of being stupid.
Yeah. All right.
We'll not argue.
God, that sounds like we should do a debate or something.
The three of us.
Four on one. No, don't forget Kaylin. He was talking to Kaylin, too.
And then DJ Miller.
Business.
Let's do one more. DJ Miller had a poll. And this is more of this is actually probably the most appropriate Gary Tech Talk there is because it has to do with Gary's initials, GPS.
Ooh.
Google Maps, Waze, Apple Maps. What are we using for GPS in the car?
Depends what you're doing. I mean, if it's for the car, it's Waze. In a major metropolitan area like Los Angeles.
I will give you the argument every time I mention that because I like Waze the best too. Well, Google bot Waze.
Yeah, but it doesn't but open them both when you're sitting at work and you're ready to go home and tell me they have the same ETAs. They don't. It's different. They're not
Waze
using
is
that
built
technology
to get you there.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. And Waze has more.
Google's is just to show you the way.
Yeah, Waze is better. It's building in more real time stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
you gotta
updates
be careful,
in real time.
But you got to be careful with your settings. Like if you, especially for someone like me who drives from like Beverly Hills to this studio in Glendale, if you don't have the like avoid dangerous left turns on, it'll take you through the jungle of traffic. It'll have you making the most dangerous moves in the world.
Yeah, there's a spot that Kaylin knows it too because we take the same way home. Where yeah, if you get stuck there,
I'll trust it. Don't trust it.
Yeah. If it's tricked me before. It's like, oh, let's just exit here and we'll come back on an exit. It's like, actually, let's make it right here. I'll go. And then I'm like, where is this thing taking me? It takes me to that spot I hate, which is, Kaylin, it's like right on Washington Boulevard. And
yeah, there's a couple spots.
Yeah, there's a few spots.
I avoid Waze. Yeah.
And I'm just like,
but the most,
The
most annoying thing is when you're on Waze and then you get into one of those spots and it says, you know, you got about 20 minutes left in your drive, but the arrival time just keeps going up minute by minute by minute, and it makes me want to punch a hole through my windshield.
Well said.
Kaylin. Matt, what do you use?
I will use Waze in every scenario with the exception of if I'm on foot walking around a city, for example, last time I was in New York or whatever, and you're just walking around.
Yes.
Then Google Maps for the kind of turn-by-turn on your feet is pretty good.
Yeah, excuse me, I didn't interrupt, but you could even plug in that you're walking in it.
Yeah, that's
it
what I mean. Yeah, you do it on foot
whatever. But see, here's the thing is that I haven't had a chance to play with it much, but Apple Maps has a really good AR thing where you can just hold your phone up and it'll just give you those arrows. You don't even have to look at the map like you do with Google. I used to use Google where you'd look at the map and it would you'd push walking or whatever. But with this, you just hold your phone up in front of your face and it'll like put a big arrow on the building ahead of you, like turn there.
That's cool, but then you're the dude walking down the street holding your phone up like you're taping everybody.
I mean, hold it up for a second and it says you've got 900 feet to your next turn. You probably put it down for quite a while.
I have not given Apple Maps a chance.
Oh, Apple Maps, I gave it a chance when it first came out.
Yeah, that's why.
And I was going to San Francisco to buy a car, and it sent me 40 miles away from the car dealership I was trying to go to.
Mm. I like putting on the Waze when I got to drive like 6-7 hours or 4 hours up to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And then I see what it says when I leave my house, how long it's going to take. And this is before the grapevine and everything. And it always stacks like 5 hours, 5 hours, and right around 5 hours. And I usually can make it in like four and change.
Oh, yeah. Beating your way.
So you just, all you want to do is just keep beating it. And then you make all this time and you're like, all right, dude, I got to stop for gas. We're going to cannonball run this shit. Fucking stop for gas as quick as we can. Get the 5 hour energy. Boom, boom, boom. Get back in the truck. See if you can, you know, come back with your time. It's a nice race.
Yeah.
It makes a game out of it.
I like the self games. Like, I think that's a, I think guys do a lot.
They do.
You like playing with yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the self games. It's
Chris likes the secret touching game. Mm-hmm. He played it with his uncle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I obviously told you then. All right. Well, I think that'll do for comments. Thanks everybody for writing in. We have more, but we, you know, we can go for a minute. Kalen's at home. He's busy. He has to watch more movies. So why don't we go around and get our plugs in? I'll start with the man to my left.
We were talking about trains and train trips. And for those of you who like the Grateful Dead and jam bands and shit like that, check out a movie, a documentary called Festival Express. It's a rock and roll promoter who bought the train line, or a, you know, rented or reserved. There's a train line that goes from Montreal to Vancouver.
Spoiler alert.
And he got like a 6-car train and put the band, the Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, a whole bunch of fucking awesome artists on there, and filled it with booze and music, and the party and the show was on the train. But they had to stop at, you know, every other town and put on a concert. The whole outside the train concert was in the age of Woodstock, and everybody's knocking down the fences, and wow, music should be free. So everything outside of the thing was a total catastrophe. But the shit that happened inside this train,
I'm sure,
is some of the greatest footage and music you will ever fucking hear. It's called Festival Express, and you will notice a shitload of early Adam Carolla Show radio show drops that that I got from this movie. Like, well, we're out of booze, so we got to make an emergency stop. And that's the promoter and shit.
Love it.
Nice. That's good. It's called Festival Express. If you have access to movies, watch Festival Express.
I've become intrigued and a little worried that I want to go to my first music festival ever.
What do you mean? You just got your shit took at a music festival like 3 months ago.
Oh yeah, Bottle Rock was incredible. But I mean, like, typically, like, I don't want to go to Coachella or anything like that, but there's a music fest in Vegas that just was announced today.
That looked like your ideal show.
Oh my god, it's just all emo and pop punk bands. Come on. It's, yeah.
Is Sugar Cult playing?
Probably, dude. It's like every
band.
There's
a wild poster.
Every
band. That
would
be pretty
band.
Fucking sweet. Let me know if they're playing. I'll
yeah, it's
go
called
you.
The When We Were Young Fest. Ironically, I guess named after a Killer song. I don't think they're playing, but it's in Vegas. But yeah, just a straight up nostalgia festival. Gathering. And it's at the Vegas Fairgrounds.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I bet it's going to be pretty big, but I'm highly, highly considering going. And then there's that 90s R&B fest, too.
I know.
Whew. All right, Garrett, what do you got?
My plug this week is going to be for Chunk Nibbles, which producer Laura Lee gave me a bunch of to hand out
hey!
To you guys. So here's the new peppermint. Here's the new strawberry. And then there's all kinds of all the other stuff, the s'mores and the original and the peanut butter and chocolate.
Wow.
But this is all for you guys. And, Kalen, there's plenty here, so I'll leave some in your office as well. But just
not here.
This is from producer Laura Lee.
Thank you, Laura Lee.
A leftover, you know, Christmas gift. And just a reminder, chunknibbles.com, the code WOOFWOOF still works. So, yeah,
amazing.
If you're in the market, check it out. Chunknibbles.com, code WOOFWOOF.
I am so pumped to jump into these chunk nibbles. Come on.
Minis packs in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my mouth, I'm salivating. Yes. All right, let's keep the plugs going.
One.
What did you just take?
I've never tried the, this is the. Damn it. Never mind.
No. Tell us.
I've never tried the strawberry yet. I want to try it.
Oh, okay. You should try it.
I will.
Yeah. I'm excited to try that one, too.
Yeah.
And if I toss an Oreo in there, it'll be like my wedding cake.
Oh.
Matt, so about you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. You can check out some more great content, Sword and Scale Rewind. And, yeah, patreon.com/watercooler. We're going to do another movie night. We're going to do another hangout.
We're going to do a shit as I did as a kid when I ate some mushrooms and said, okay, Georgia, we'll go where you want to go.
There you go.
And I love it. That's all a great plug. And
Dawson, oh, it's great, dude. You're going to love it.
I'm really excited. I want to hear Dawson mindlessly following a dog while on the shrooms. As for me, yeah, everything, patreon.com/. Well, oh, yeah, Kalen. Are you still there, Kalen?
I am still here.
Sup,
what do you got, Kalen? Buddy? That was me who remembered you, by the way.
I would actually like to plug watching this show on YouTube. My 18-month-old Blake, I have heard probably screaming outside for the past 40 minutes or so.
I can't be good.
And so my girlfriend came in to drop her off with me about 15 minutes ago. And she has been as quiet as a mouse, just watching you guys ever since. So
really?
Well, that's fucking great.
Hi, Blake.
I was just trying to cuss in front of your little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's heard it plenty of times.
Cock balls.
Dawson,
come on. Don't abuse it. Just say earmuffs. Then you can say dick, fart, shit, fuck.
Okay, guys.
We miss you, Kalen. Please come back.
You know, I had an awesome time.
I'm sorry, Amy.
When you upload a video, there's a thing. The first thing it asks you is this made for kids? And I could have clicked yes.
No.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Not anymore. That's pretty incredible. So we are just as good as Coco Melon, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about that?
Hmm.
And as for my plug, yes, patreon.com/watercooler. Also, I'm going to be playing some gigs, Marina Wine in Long Beach, Saturday night, Sunday night, this Saturday and Sunday. So if you're around, if you're driving from Vegas or Oceanside or whatever, come by, say hello. And I wish I knew the times. Follow me on social or something, I'll post it. All right, that will do it for Watercooler. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for Kalen. Thanks to Kalen for zooming in.
Yeah, Kalen, yeah, we miss you. Thanks, buddy.
Kalen.
And we'll see you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.